Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
The Bible has several writers, but it only has one author. Every word in the Word of God was inspired from Genesis to Revelation by the Holy Spirit.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, The Power of Your Imagination.
Speak the Word.
You know, we have to understand that there's so many things that we need to understand reading the Bible. A lot of us read the Bible, but we need to understand that we have to do more than read the Bible. Once we read the Bible, we read a verse or two and then stop and meditate on those words you're reading. Just meditate. Meditate, it means kind of like begin to imagine what you're reading. Begin to see what you're reading. Begin to become part of the Word and believe that what God is telling you when He says that you can do all things through Him. Yes. Begin to meditate and realize I can do all things through Him. If you meditate on it long enough, whatever you meditate on, begin to see yourself, begin to imagine yourself doing this or doing that. You can do it. You can do it. You know, I imagine myself doing a lot of things. But a lot of people don't understand is that I do a lot of praying and I do a lot of seeking the Lord before, during, and after messages, putting them together, after, coming up, ministering, because the enemy would still been after me for days now, and especially, you know, even I think it was this morning I was talking to David and I said, you know, I just get this weird feeling, you know, and that right there should be a signal. You start getting these weird feelings that Satan is about to say something, you know. But he's been trying to make me feel like that what I have to say, nobody wants to hear. And try to do everything he can to convince me not to come. He's been trying to convince me for a long time now just to give up my ministry and just quit it altogether. But the more he tries to convince me what is happening, the more the Lord is moving. You know, and the more people we're reaching worldwide, you know. Satan knows that, you know. He's very subtle in some of the things that he does. He's always subtle. But he does these things. He wants me to get back to where I was when the Lord brought me out of it, like, you know, messing with my mind. He plays with our minds. And if he can get those things in there, so what you have to do, the moment that he starts putting those thoughts into your mind about whatever that is that you're working on or doing, or that the enemy's trying to convince you that you can't do or you can't go or you whatever, then you need to go look in the Word and find where the Lord says you can and get it out. In closing, let me say this. The only ones who get miracles are doers of the Word. They're the only ones. God wants you to use His Word to put the devil under your feet, saints. As a matter of fact, I have a little booklet called Putting the Devil Under Your Feet, you know. And remember what God said in Genesis 11:6, that nothing will be restrained from them that they have imagined to do, nothing they propose to do, He says, will be impossible, and especially those dreams and visions that the Lord has given you. Trust God's Word and His promises. Remember that it doesn't matter what it looks like in the natural. If I had allowed the things that when the Lord was giving me all these things in my little vision book, dream book, if I had let the enemy, and the Lord was giving me this, and I could make a choice to ignore it or whatever, but I didn't. I chose to believe Him. But if I had listened to him, I would have never been successful at anything. I would never become the minister that he wanted me to be. I never would have been the chaplain at the prison. I would have never done that. He told me I couldn't do that because he told me I didn't have the qualifications. He said, I don't have those letters behind my name. But I told David the other day, I said, I didn't go to seminary, but the Holy Spirit taught me everything I need to know. And he still is my teacher. He teaches me every day. And there's a lot of people going to seminary and coming out that not being led by the Holy Spirit. And unless the Holy Spirit is teaching you, it doesn't matter how many PDFs or whatever you got.
Yes.
PhDs. I heard somebody say the other day that PhD, they had a PhD. It was past having all doubts. So I guess you might say I have a PhD, you know, past having all doubts. I have challenges the same as you do. It doesn't matter if you're a minister or whatever position the Lord gives you or things that he gives you to do. You're going to have challenges.
Yes.
But you're going to have to know that the Lord is not going to give you anything, and he's not going to put a thought in your head that you can't do, that you're not capable of doing, even if you think that you can't. And I still battle with continuing the ministry. It's a struggle for me. But there's some things inside of you that forces you to just go on. And I'm looking for somebody now that has a vision, kind of like the vision that I have for getting God's word out to the people. God said, get the word out, into the gospel to the nations. And so that's my goal. That's mine and David's goal, you know. And so I'm looking for someone that has a vision similar to mine that can take up the mantle when I'm no longer able to do it and I'm going home to be with the Lord, the ministry shall go on. And I'm looking for someone that can pick up the mantle and just go on with it, you know. And so I'm going to continue. Yes, it's a struggle. He didn't say it wouldn't be a struggle. He didn't say that you wouldn't be challenged. He didn't say you wouldn't have trials and tribulations. As a matter of fact, he says you would, dear. He said, but be of good cheer. He said, because I have overcome the world for you. And everything you need, I have given it to you. And if you ain't got it, I can give it to you. And so keep reading and meditating on God's word, and your faith will continue to increase. Meditate on that word until you can actually see yourself doing it, and your visions will come to pass just like God said they would. And as I said at the very beginning of this message, most people think that because they have not done everything exactly right, that God doesn't hear them. But hear me. You are his son. You are his daughter, and he does hear you. He does love you, and he does care. He sees you as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. God says that he has a picture of me and you in the palm of both his hands.
Yes.
And believe me, saints, when I say it is not the same picture we have of ourselves, and I thank God that it's not. Hallelujah. You know, it's amazing to me what the Lord can do with anybody that's willing to be a vessel.
Yes.
God is not looking for the highly educated. He wouldn't have chose me if he did. He's not looking for the wealthy. He's looking, that's got all the degrees and everything. Or somebody that's rich or poor, whatever. He's just looking for a willing vessel. And we're getting in these end days. We are in the end. We're not getting in. We are in these end days. And it is becoming more and more important that we get the word out, that we be doers of the word, that we be disciples and start discipling the people and getting them in the word. And that's one of the things that I want to continue doing as long as I have a breath left in me, is to speak what God's word says. I believe what God tells me, and I want to act on what he tells me. My body, my flesh don't always want to do it. It don't want to act on it. But I'm going to act on it, because greater is he that's in me.
Yes.
And greater is he that's in you.
Yes.
Than he that's in this world. And he said you can do all things through Christ Jesus. And there's nothing impossible for him.
Amen.
Nothing. Praise God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Father God, I thank you so much for this word. I thank you for the anointing. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for your presence here, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Lord and Savior. I thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. I thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for sending the Holy Spirit. I thank you for all those that are listening to this word. I thank you, Lord, for loving all of us. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins. Thank you for washing them away with your blood. Thank you for making us new creatures in Christ. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are more than overcomers. And thank you, God, that you have made us overcomers and that we can do all things with you, that you will grant us all a new awareness. I pray that you will place on everyone listening a spirit of awareness, that they will be more aware of what's going on around them. They'll be more aware of the need of the people around them. Help them to see people with a different light and different eyes, Lord. Let them not be judging and criticizing, but be more loving toward that person. To recognize the need. Be the love and person that God created us to be, Lord. Let us to be your hands more. Teach us how to be your hands and your mouth and your feet, Lord, and bring the gospel to the world. And Father, again, we thank you for this word, and thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. For it's in Jesus' name we praise and we thank you. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.